Well, the much-debated tax cut deal actually cleared a hurdle in the Senate yesterday, and cleared it by a lot, actually. It might not be such an easy vote in the House, though. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Willick joins us. Okay, so 83-15 was the vote in the Senate. Not a lot of debate going on there, it seems like.
No, but a lot of people holding their nose on this one. Celeste, hardcore conservatives and hardcore liberals both hate this deal. Some of them voted for it, but they really don't like it, and they say the fight's not over, whether it's a fight on the debt limit or spending, or this is only a two-year extension, so you're going to fight about it again in the presidential election. Listen to Bob Corker, conservative Republican from Tennessee. Caught him coming off the Senate floor after he voted for this deal yesterday afternoon.
It was a painful vote. I mean, I just want to tell you, it was not a no-brainer for me. I've had 46 debt presentation meetings around our state. I'm very concerned about the deficit, and, it wasn't a no-brainer, I can tell you that.
Celeste, $857 billion is what this bill costs, and that is on the debt. You're not hearing a lot of people complain about it because they're happy that taxes aren't going up, but that's going to be a big fight in the House, and those hardcore conservatives are going to fight with the hardcore liberals, and there aren't a lot of moderates in the House. Mitt Romney, you remember him, presidential candidate, he'll be running again from the right. He's attacking this deal in USA Today this morning, saying it's adding uncertainty, it's adding to the debt.
It's definitely going to face a tough battle in the House to see if that gets passed. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick is our D.C. correspondent.